For the third year in a row, the state Senate passed Aaron's Law, a bill that requires schools to teach age-appropriate sexual abuse and assault awareness from pre-kindergarten through the 12th grade. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, Erin Marin, a victim of sexual assault, has come up against some hurdles in her campaign to make it a law in New York State.
When Erin Marin was 6 years old, she was sexually abused by a neighbor. When she was 11, she was sexually abused again by a cousin for 2 years. She stayed silent for years.
These men may have stolen my innocence, they may have taken my trust, but the one thing I reclaimed from both of them is my voice.
Marin says she was never taught in school to speak up against sexual abuse.
I feel if someone had come into the classroom the same way the police officer taught us for 6 weeks on how to say no to drugs, and I believe that would have given me the courage to speak up and tell somebody.
Marin has written books and has appeared on Oprah and other national talk shows advocating for sexual abuse survivors. She convinced the legislature in her home state of Illinois to create a task force to study the problem of sexual abuse prevention in schools. Erin's Law was passed in Illinois in 2013, and 14 other states have joined in passing the law as well. State Senator David Valesky of Oneida is a co-sponsor of the bill in New York.
State law right now in New York includes curricula in schools to prevent child abduction, and it's age appropriate. What Erin Marin's law would do, very simply, is just require schools to add child sex abuse prevention to that existing curriculum.
Marin says New York has been the most difficult state to get her law passed. It passes in the New York State Senate, is referred to the Assembly Education Committee, where it eventually dies. Catherine Nolan is the chair of the Assembly Education Committee. She says New York is different from other states because the Board of Regents acts as a buffer between the political process and local school districts.
The Board of Regents determines learning standards, and the school districts determine curriculum in conjunction with their teachers. So we try to keep the legislature generally out of, like, a curriculum mandate.
Nolan says New York has been a leader on sex education and prevention of abuse and exploitation. Nolan suggested that representatives of Erin's Law sit down with the Board of Regents and examine the learning standards.
And if they feel that the learning standards should be strengthened in some way in areas that are age appropriate, for example, we're happy to see that happen. We're happy to make that happen. But we don't want the legislature putting in, like, sort of the heavy hand of politics, telling the teachers of our state, this is what you must teach.
Marin is pushing for Erin's Law to be passed in all 50 states. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.